6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the founder of Election Forum and the president of the Creative Direct Marketing Group, Huey Report and Reality Alert, the one and only Craig Huey joins us now. Hey, Craig, Happy New Year, my friend.
Bill, Happy New Year. So good to be with you.
I always appreciate our time together, and especially on this topic that we're going to talk about. This is something that has been coming up more and more often, and that is the amount of debt that we're accumulating here. And, you know, how much of that debt, Craig, is because of political payoffs and buying votes and that sort of thing, as opposed to true infrastructure or things that the people really need. And it seems that I know people like to always say in a broad brush sort of way that both parties are guilty of it. But it would appear that the Democrats are better than Republicans when it comes to, you know, paying off their political favors. And they do it with the people's money, which is, I think, just disgusting on its face.
You know, Bill, your listeners need to understand something very important. When we hear about these billions and billions of dollars being spent on programs, we think they're actually going for something that's going to be productive. But here is the dirty little secret that is hidden from most people's view, is that billions of these dollars are actually going to help the Democrat Socialists win the upcoming election. Billions of these dollars are being used for political purposes to transform our culture and our politics into more of a socialist, secular society.
Exactly.
And most people do not understand how this money is being spent. And under the Biden administration, basically what has happened, Bill, is that it's carrying over what took place under the Obama administration, but
exactly,
with Biden was on steroids. And that is that they identify nonprofit radical organizations and they give them taxpayers' money for different types of purposes. For example, let me give you an example, Bill. Community health centers. Wherever your listeners are right now, there are community health centers that receive taxpayers' money. And these are really started 20 years ago as political action committees to be able to promote socialized medicine, to register people to vote for socialized medicine, to be able to organize local communities to campaign for Democrat candidates supporting their objectives. And now they're getting millions and millions of dollars. And they're not the only one. There's all kinds of ethnic community, nonprofits. There's a variety of groups that are getting basically slush funds. They're getting money that is unethical and immoral, but completely legal.
Yes. Well, and that's so much of the way the economy of the Beltway works. It's the ultimate quid pro quo. It is by design, and the people have—they've just not been aware of it because it's so massive that there's hardly, you know, you can hardly keep up. We have Adam Angieski on with some regularity. He's got to open the books, and he's all over with FOIA requests to try to get down to the bottom of this to find out where this money is going through. And what it all comes down to is, just like I said, they're buying votes. They're protecting their own interest. And of course, the people are starting to get this, Craig, especially with the teachers union and during this pandemic. Here we've given them all this money so that the schools should be opened up. And then you ask the administration, and Jen Psaki says, well, yeah, we gave them the money, but, you know, we're not holding them accountable. We they just get to spend that money however way they want. It has nothing to do with reopening the schools, but they're happy to take the money and spend it, right?
Oh, you know, it would make your listeners sick if they saw, for example, billions of dollars being spent, you know, to rescue education. Instead, it goes to people who are training people and actually going to the school districts and going to the teachers and going to the students to teach critical race theory.
Exactly.
Marxist racism. Mm-hmm. And this money is being used to propagate an ideology, to be able to indoctrinate students, and instead of giving the so-called protection from COVID, it's being used for these political purposes.
Of course.
And this is such a immoral tragedy. That money is being taken out of our listeners' pockets, put into political purposes to transform the next election, and we're the victim.
And exactly.
America's the victim. And it's because of not having accountability for all this money. And it's when you're dealing with billions and you're dealing with a bureaucracy. Bill, can I mention one other thing? You know, we talk about all this money going to these radical organizations that are taxpayers' money. But then there's other things that are done as well. The regulatory agencies are bloated, filled with lifetime bureaucrats who have a political, ideological purpose. And what they're doing is they're pushing a political agenda from the bureaucracy. And,
right.
and so your taxpayers' money goes to the bureaucracy, and then you have all these lawyers filing lawsuits for liberal causes. Then you have all this money going to regulatory actions that are promoting, whether it be climate change or some type of political agenda, it's being done through the regulatory agencies.
Right.
So you've got a twin problem of taxpayers' money being wasted on political activity, and then you've got the regulatory waste that goes on. It's a nightmare that needs to be unraveled, and for the future of America, for the sake of the upcoming election, every one of your listeners needs to say, enough is enough. I'm not going to passively allow this to happen. I'm going to make sure I'm going to be instrumental in changing the election outcome so this type of travesty stops.
Well, the thing is, it requires all hands on deck, Craig, unlike what happened in 2020. It was only the Democrats that had, 600 plus attorneys going in, attacking all these states to make sure they got their will be done over the people's will, over the laws of these individual states. And the Republicans were passive, and they failed to react. I think they seem to be doing a better job. I keep asking questions, and they keep telling me things. Well, we'll know for sure at the midterm what happens there if they're able to get away. And I say the Democratic Party is able to get away with the shenanigans that they got away with so far in 2020, although some things are coming to light. And that's the thing about the truth, Craig Huey, is that you cannot hold back the truth. Eventually, it will come out. And look at Raffensperger, who is Secretary of State for Georgia, who told Donald Trump and everybody, including the mainstream media, there was nothing there. You know, it was like maybe two or three people. It was inconsequential. Forget about the fact that we had more votes than population. That's irrelevant. It wouldn't have changed anything. And then all of a sudden, now he's seeing the video evidence of people stuffing the ballot box in the wee hours of morning between 2 and 4, and 4 o'clock in the morning. And now he goes, well, this is problematic. Maybe we need to look into it. Let's pick it up from there. We come back, and we've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Craig Huey from electionforum.com. He is the president of Creative Direct Marketing Group and the Huey Report and Reality Alert. Craig, real quick, while I'm thinking of it, tell everybody how they can be a subscriber of the Reality Alert Report that you put forth all the time and keeping us aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Listen, I come up with detailed, specific information like we're talking about in Reality Alert, information you won't find elsewhere, and research from a Christian biblical worldview, and it deals with economics and politics and the persecuted church and so many different things. And they can go to electionforum.com, and be able to subscribe to the newsletter. And it's free. And then they get election updates, too. We tell you who to vote for the different candidates, the judges. We even talk about the judges. So it's a real valuable service that everyone of your listeners can subscribe to.
Well, we appreciate all the great work that you've been doing over the years to this end, Craig, because it is keeping us educated. As my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute always says, that it is education that precedes action. And we want to make sure that action that we follow up on is the right action against the right issue. And this is what, you know, people are starting to realize right now, is that these bureaucrats are spending our money. And, you know, and really this is an extension of what happened with Barack Obama. I mean, that initial stimulus program, I think it was in 2009, the, you know, trillions of dollars, I think it was $1 trillion that was earmarked. Most of that money went to pay off political favors, as reported by Peter Schweitzer. cancer. He said that for every dollar that these bundlers, every dollar that these bundlers put together for Obama's campaign, they got 25,000 return on investment. I mean, that is
worse right now. It's worse right now, Bill. And so it is sad. So look at it this way. Every one of the listeners, they're seeing the effects of this overspending and this debt by going to the store, going to the gas pumps. Whatever you're doing, you're seeing prices rise because as we overspend, as we don't take in the tax money to cover the spending, you're going to have inflation. As this inflation continues, the prices go up. But far, far more significant is the debt that's been incurred, which is a debt on everybody and on our kids and our grandkids, and it affects everything that the interest rates we're paying. We're giving bankers and lenders, investors money, taxpayers' money, instead of going for national defense, instead of going for a better judicial society system. It's going wasted, paying national debt. And as soon as the interest rates go up, that percentage of payment is going to skyrocket, and it's going to be devastating. And so these are unseen consequences of irresponsibility that's coming out of the Democrat socialist mentality, that they don't believe in what everybody knows. If you have a dollar, you better not spend $1.50 because you go into debt.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the households of America understand this quite clearly, but somehow our government has convinced us that somehow that's okay. It's not okay, ladies and gentlemen, and we're starting to feel the pain right now. As Craig said, you know, all that we're seeing right now with the gas prices going up, inflation, which hits everybody, all these are Democratic policies, and Joe Biden could care less. Where have you heard any kind of conciliation, any kind of, you know, pivot away? Now it's, hey, let's talk about January 6th. Let's talk about voter reform. Let's talk about all these other things that matter so little in the grander picture of our economy.
Yeah, and this whole voter reform, you have Joe Biden going to Georgia, being able to talk about the need to stop legitimate elections, attacking the tightening of the laws that happened in Georgia. What Georgia did was right. What Georgia did helps make the elections more fair and objective for Democrats or Republicans. It is something that needs to be taking place, and it needs to take place across the United States. So Georgia did right in having some of the tough voter requirements to make sure that fraud doesn't take place. And yet, again, going back to the idea of taxpayers' money, the Department of Justice has contacted every county and every state that's tried to tighten its security of the elections and threaten them with lawsuits.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Support.
Right.
And those doing the audits, individuals volunteering for audits, get letters from the Department of Justice demanding personal information and threatening them with jail time, because they're voluntarily trying to prove if there was illegal ballot harvesting or illegal election activity. This is wrong. This is a misuse of taxpayers' money, but this is happening today.
You see, and this is what's all coming to a head, Craig Huey. The people have had it. We, the people, are going to be responding. They're going to see something in the midterms that's, you know, pretty dramatic. And this is why the left is freaking out right now, is that the veil is being pulled back. Whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about the economy, the military, educational system. I mean, for all the money we put in the educational system and the money that was earmarked to keep schools open and the vaccine that was supposed to work, which at the end of the day, here we are going into our third year, and we're finding out, you know, the vaccine vaccine really isn't working, not in the way that Joe Biden said it was going to work, that it was going to be the cure-all to everything. I mean, it participates, it helps in the process, but it is not the end-all and be-all that he presented or maybe hoped that it would be, so that he could do an end zone dance and said, see, I'm the one who defeated COVID. But now he's resigned himself to tell everybody, look, if you want the answer to defeating COVID, you need to Google it.
Yeah, you know, the tangled web of lies were built upon hopes, dreams, and wishes, not reality, not science, not testing, not verification of scientific theory. It was a hope and a wish, and the truth now is coming through. We're learning about the truth about from vaccines, the masks, the social distancing, plastic barriers that people have, you know, all the different things that people said was the truth is proving to be false and wrong, and the truth is coming out. But here's the major lesson we learned. It was the health bureaucrats and the Democrat socialist politicians united in imposing their ideas and their phony truth on everybody. And everybody had to comply, and everybody was thinking, oh, this is truth. And it turned out to be a lie.
But exactly.
That part, people could not voluntarily decide. The money was forced out of taxpayers to pay for this stuff, and then they were required by law to be obedient
right.
to lies. And that's what's coming about as being an expose of historic proportions. And the underlying reality is this is why big government, this is why socialism, this is why the bureaucratic state is such a failure. Because
it'll never work. It never works. Exactly. It never works. Will never work. I mean, that's what history has proven time and again, Craig Huey.
Yes. Yep. It's a lesson of history that we learned from Nazi Germany, which was a socialist country, from fascist Italy, a socialist country, from the old Soviet Union, socialist country. But we see in Venezuela today, and Cuba, and North Korea, and communist China today, the failure of central planning, the failure of bureaucrats, the failure of not allowing people to be free and make their own personal decisions, respecting individual liberty, protecting people's rights.
Yeah, well, they've messed up our educational system. What do we rank, 27th? Look at what they've done with healthcare, and we want to entrust them with elections? Gosh.
Yeah.
Experience should tell us all that we need to know. Craig Huey from electionforum.com, the creative direct marketing group president, and Huey Reports and Reality Alert. One more time, Craig, how can they sign up for Reality Alert?
Go to electionforum.com.